Welcome to the Fear Fiction Podcast. Fearfic is the term for short horror fiction, mostly posted on the web. It includes any and all related subgenres. Join three assholes, talking basement goo slime beast, inebriated interstellar traveler Abysme, and irritable ghostly man whore Dead Pallet, as they read all stories horror and internet related, paragraph by paragraph, and bullshit while they do it. From adolescent revenge fantasies to subtle postmodern narratives about real-life events and everything in between, they read it and critique. You better believe it. Kick it to the cold open, white boy.
I'm frustrated.
Why?
I'm frustrated. I'm just... Maybe you guys have had this problem. Okay, so Chelsea and I had our 10th anniversary and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
She cooks our favorite dinner for us, gluten-free fried chicken and onion rings.
Of course.
We've got everything ready. I popped open the white wine. We're having a good time. The doorbell rings. It's 8 p.m.
It's the gluten police?
It's 8 p.m. I shit you not. 8 p.m. So I'm guessing it's an emergency since we're not expecting anyone. Chelsea answers the door. It's a fucking Jaguar.
Nice.
Of course.
It's a nice. Good car.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty skillful driving if they pulled up and rang the doorbell without just crashing, you know, headlong into the house.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was an actual Jaguar. Bit her neck, dragged her off, and haven't seen her.
Huh. Well, so what story are we... Go ahead, sorry.
Are we going to leave, the freshly... if you warm up the chicken and the onion rings, then it'll be good and everything, but, it's not as good as when it comes right out of the deep fryer.
Right.
So...
Yeah, I mean, it's always best fresh, like a human cadaver fresh out of the house, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, like, you leave a human cadaver in a car for a while, it just gets gross.
Right. So, what are you going to do about that? I mean... It seems like you have a huge, huge problem here, which is, food prep.
Yeah.
How are you going to... Not only that, but I just thought of this. How are you going to prepare food in the future without Chelsea?
I am unsure, because I cannot cook for myself.
Hmm.
I have been subsisting off Doritos and also, just potatoes, if Wendy's has them, which... They haven't. So in the past week, I've gone there once and they had them, and then three other times they didn't. So it's been frustrating.
I guess my thought...
My poops are solid bricks.
I would assume so. I would assume so. More so than usual. I would wonder, is there a possibility of finding just picking up another Chelsea somewhere? Can you get like a replacement,
I think they come from Chelsea, London.
Oh, I see.
Chelsea, somewhere in the UK.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Abysme, what do you think? You're a lawyer.
Sorry. I may have zoned out. I found a new earth alcohol. Don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's pretty hard. It's called NyQuil.
I see.
Oh, you quilling like a villain?
Yeah, if that's what the Earthlings are saying now, and it's pretty good.
No, we're quill pilled. Yeah,
sweet. So anyway, what's your problem? Some humans missing.
Have you tried Robitussin?
I haven't. That's next on my list. And by list, I mean it's next in the medicine cabinet I'm currently looking through.
I would. Well, don't have it now because you want an isolated incident of understanding what it's like to take the Tussin challenge. Have you ever taken? Do you know what the Tussin Challenge is?
No.
You just drank a whole bottle of Robitussin.
Can do.
And you do it on YouTube. Yeah.
All right.
And you monetize it before they demonetize it.
Exactly.
Well, and of course, nowadays you have to do the video, submit it to them, and wait. So you... I would love that follow-up email. Hey, that video where I do the Tussin Challenge and puke all over myself, is that okay yet? Really need that ad revenue, guys.
So basically, what DP's problem was, I'll just recap you on this, is he said that he was cooking, roast jaguar? And
yes.
There was a knock on the door, and it was Chelsea.
Right.
And she threw onions at him and left. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you don't even need to involve a lawyer here. I think the solution's pretty simple. Blue Apron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Where did you hear about
Blue
that?
Blue Apron will come right to your door. Knock, knock. Hey, bitch, throw onion rings right in your face.
A Jaguar right to your door. But it doesn't stop there. We have Jaguars, Cougars, Wolves.
Hey, guys, are you tired of boring chicken and stale steak? Why don't you try Exotic Meat Box?
Exotic Meat Box.
Have you ever wanted to try alligator?
You know, exotic.
This month we're serving an onion sauteed alligator.
Exotic Meat Box, by the way, is my favorite online escort service. ExoticMeatBox.org.
God damn, someone lock that down. Someone lock that down.
Oh, boy.
So.
I'm happy with that.
Son of a bitch, it totally exists.
Really?
It's Exotic Meat Crate.
Oh, no.
No way!
Oh, man. The Exotic Meat Crate.
I need to bing this.
One of those
alligator
jerky!
Oh, my God.
Why would they name it that? Because Exotic Meat Crate really, really sounds like something involved in, like, the slave trade. Like,
well, because it's an offshoot of Man Crates, so, like, and it's a meat subscription service, which, what the fuck?
It's
really?
A
Man Crate.
I think it's jerky. It's all jerky. But the issue, though, is that it's not actually, like, a monthly thing, I don't think.
It's daily. Like,
yes.
It's hourly, actually.
I'm reading one of them right now, and it's like venison, boar, elk, alligator, pheasant, ostrich, and then note, some products may contain beef.
Oh, gross. How exotic is that?
I'm incensed.
I sent this gift to my deployed husband, and he absolutely loved it. He enjoyed all of the different meats. I'm definitely buying from here again in the future. This is a very thoughtful gift.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
How is that exotic, though? If it's all things from, like, the contiguous United States, is that really exotic?
It's really not.
I mean, if you get it back to me with, like, camel jerky, you know, walrus jerky...
Walrus jerky. Wonder what walrus tastes like.
Lemur jerky.
Fatty?
Lemur jerky.
Hey,
that's...
hey, don't insult him just because he wants to try different types of jerky, Abysme.
Sorry. It's the NyQuil. Not my fault.
The NyQuil. He just gets high on NyQuil and walks around calling people fatty.
Oh, fuck you, fatty.
Why is that man arguing with the traffic light? But yeah.
That's why you gotta, like, cut all of the chicken out of your diet and go over to alligator, because it's more lean and tough and chewy. You know, it's so much chewier, tougher to eat, that you're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
Plus, see what I'm saying? Gain it takes more time. The agility of an alligator.
The agility?
Sit in water for a very long time and then snap at something.
I'm picturing a Spider-Man-like superhero, but he has the agility of an alligator. So he's just, like, falling off roofs flat.
Oh, just that. Hey, guys. Want to try alligator milk?
Oh, God.
Three alligator eggs in every glass of alligator milk.
Fertilized alligator eggs.
Oof.
Ugh. Anyway.
I like Frasier.
This reminds me of an episode of Frasier, by the way. So, segue. Remember that episode of Frasier where he got the man crate?
This does kind of, legitimately does kind of remind me of an episode of Frasier, because there's an episode where it's Chelsea and I's favorite episode. Hopefully, if she ever comes back, we'll be able to watch it together. But it's called Road to Perdition, where they go to, like, a gourmet food place, and there's caviar there, but the caviar is really expensive. And then, like, some guy, like a weird guy dressed in all black with a Russian accent, is like, come here, come outside, I need to show you something. And they're like, okay. And then he, like, pulls caviar out of his pocket for them to try. And then it turns out that he's, like, a black market caviar dealer. And, like, the Russian mafia is, like, jacking up the prices of caviar. So they find, like, this cheap caviar supplier.
Right.
And it just takes them down this like really weird path of like caviar addiction and like selling caviar to other people, so they kind of like become caviar kingpins.
And at the end they find out it was really just raccoon. Oh wait, no, that's Always Sunny again. Never mind.
No, at the end they find out that the real caviar is the friends we made along the way.
God damn it. The real gooey eggs are the friend we made along the way.
Man. If you can't tell, I like Frasier.
Which is your favorite character? Would you say it's Niles?
Yes, I'm definitely C. Niles.
Ah, okay.
That's our term in the community for being crazy about Niles.
DP just on like Frasier message boards all night.
Frasier fandom.
For some reason they're Usenet boards. I don't know why, but
no, there's actually an episode about that, about the Frasier message boards. It was a big big boon on all of the message boards that I was on.
God damn
it. When it came out, yeah.
God damn it.
When I was like 9 watching Frasier as the episodes were coming out.
Were you one of those kids that went as Niles for Halloween?
I was more into Frasier back then, so I shaved off top of my, myself go balding.
So you weren't always a Nilephile?
No.
Okay.
I was in D. Niles.
I see.
Yeah.
So, what is our story for
Jesus.
Frasier, the Harvard Vaults. Man, there's a bunch of like 13-year-olds who are watching this that are like, what the fuck is Frasier?
Okay, Frasier is a comedic show about effeminate rich people being hoity-toity and superior and elitist. Doesn't that sound relatable to everybody out there?
You have to be pretty intelligent to get Frasier.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be a Harvard graduate even.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Frasier, who has a talk show on public radio about just people call in, and he tries to solve their problems because he's a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And so is his brother.
Right.
And his dad is a security guard / police officer, old curmudgeon-y guy who doesn't get why he has two extremely effeminate children.
And he has a dog who is basically the real star of the show.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And the dog's name is
Eddie.
Champ? No.
Wrong answers only.
All right, speaking of pets from hell, I think I got to go open the door for my cat. My cat, by the way, is named Eddie, so
if you're having trouble with that, just try and put your cat in the cat box.
The cat box. Hey, do you have a cat box you don't want? Try cat box.
Throw your fucking cat in the cat box.
Throw them at Chelsea and have it drag her off.
It's annoying. You know what I mean? All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right.
He's clearly faking all of his knowledge about Frasier.
Oh, clearly.
That's really awkward. How do you not know about Frasier?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Been around for fucking how long? Seriously.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
Oh, what? So, yeah.
Okay, Frasier, the Harvard Vaults, eh?
Yeah, we're going to be reading about Frasier, and you know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'll start us off, since I am the biggest Frasier fan. It was a Sunday, much like any other Sunday. I was kicking back, relaxing from a long week of work, knowing that I had to head back in about 10 to 12 hours for another rough night at the factory.
Mm.
So we're a factory worker.
Yeah.
The Frasier factory, where they make all the Frasier DVDs.
The Frasier factory, it's just, a dedicated factory for Frasier DVDs. And we already know that our main character is an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Frasier, supposedly, I guess we're going to get there. And he works at the factory.
But that's what's going to happen. I'm predicting the story now. They're going to work at the Frasier factory, which is where the, you get all of the Frasier DVDs, and that's how he gets his hands on the lost episode.
That's right.
Where it's not actually Frasier, it's actually Kelsey Grammer talking about all the prostitutes he's murdered.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would watch that. That would be cool.
See, when I read the title, The Harvard Vaults, I thought this was going to be like a precursor to SCP, you know, like...
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, Fraser would be the head of the SCP organization. Oh, I can see it so clearly.
Trying to capture David Hyde Pierce in his incredibly high cheekbones.
Now, I'm sorry, Mr. Fraser, sir. We've been trying to tell you, all of the researchers down at the lab have been trying to convince you for weeks you never had a brother. Especially not a sprightly little man who goes leaping around and fainting.
Impossible. Bring me David Hyde Pierce.
You'll never catch me.
That is a disturbingly good David Hyde Pierce impression.
It'll probably never happen again. Sorry.
Oh man. Okay.
I'm sorry to get us derailed, but that he was in a really good horror movie called The Perfect Host.
Yeah, I saw the previews for that, yeah.
It's back really in the good. Day. I'd recommend it.
When you said he was in a really bad car accident, I was like, when? What? I didn't hear about that.
What?
And now his really high cheekbones are not so high.
Oh, no.
Not so high, Pierce.
No. Not so high. Fuck.
I guess I could add in a bunch of other details.
I'm sorry. I have to say, not so Hyde Pierce is the new creepypasta icon. David Hyde Pierce in a hoodie. But go ahead. Sorry.
He'd be good for playing the part of Slenderman.
I guess I could add in a bunch of other details about my otherwise mundane life, but I know you couldn't care less, so...
He would go boulder collecting and...
Yeah. No, I already asked what factory you work at. I'm going to cut to the chase here and just keep things simple.
Boulder factory. All the pebbles go into the conveyor belt on this end. The boulders come out on the other.
I don't know how it works. I just take the boulders over there. I roll them.
They just kind of roll on out the door and we just let them go on their way.
Despite being a factory worker and a high school dropout, I was a ginormous fan of Fraser.
Yeah.
I know. All the upscale, intellectual, dry, aristocratic jokes. Whatever. For some reason.
A family of boulders. Pissing and shitting everywhere.
God damn it.
Oh, man. Okay. This character is ridiculous.
Somebody draw a family of boulders pissing and shitting everywhere.
See, that's the thing, is like pet rocks are a lot more, there's a lot more upkeep than you realize.
Right. You flush them down the sewer and before you know it, there's a big boulder clogging the drains. But yeah.
I totally watched that shit up in the
90s.
I totally watched that shit up in the 90s, yo! And a few years later, I owned all the DVDs that were out. Maybe if the show had more explosions, I'd have looked for some Blu-rays. What?
It had more explosions, implying Fraser had explosions.
It had zero, as far as I can remember.
Two brothers. God damn it.
Fraser and Niles. And... Now,
there's an episode where there's a beached whale and they try and make it explode.
Hmm.
I might be misremembering that.
That's a real thing, and there are a lot of sitcoms made episodes about that. But
because they steal someone's beach house, and then there's a dead whale outside there, and the smell is going to ruin the party, so they decide to try and blow it up.
I might be
misremembering this.
That might be a dream you had, but maybe
no. That was a real episode.
What would you do if this creepypasta was about that episode? But hey, all kidding aside, as I said before, I was a pretty big fan of Fraser. That was before back around summer 2007, I found a 3-episode Fraser DVD on the shelf of my local Blockbuster. Yeah, kind of hidden behind some other TV show DVD case. I don't remember which one it was. The text on the side, it was Cheers, ironically enough.
Yes.
Or I guess that wouldn't be ironic, but whatever. The text on the side of the box was faded, and the at the end of where it says Blockbuster on the front was all scratched and faded out. Is this a troll pasta?
It's on the Spin Pasta Wiki, so it's very possible.
I don't think so.
Blockbuster, the was scratched out. blockbust. The hell is that supposed to even mean? That's in the story.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the side text clearly said Frasier, the Harvard Vaults. I assumed it was a bootleg or some other kind of fan-made shit that somehow made its way into inventory. But I checked it out anyway, no problem. The cashier said something about the label looking old, and, really, that was all she had to say. The DVD was mine. For a 5-day rental, anyway.
No, I think that this describes a lot of people who like Frasier, though. I think most people who like Frasier aren't, like, dry,
right,
intellectual
right.
types. I think that, you know, it's largely making fun of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Big Bang Theory. It's not really for nerds and geeks. It's to laugh at nerds and geeks.
The difference between Big Bang Theory and Frasier, though, is that Frasier is a intellectual, dry show with aristocratic jokes.
Yeah.
It's well informed on that world, even though it's making fun of it. And Big Bang Theory is just not
shit.
That. Yeah, shit.
I remember when Niles accidentally grabbed Daphne's ass. That funny.
So, when I came home to my crappy old bug-infested apartment, I popped in the DVD, hoping for another 10 or 20 laughs before it was time to hit the old sack and go back to the old grind.
Who the fuck is this?
I don't know. They shift between, like, 1990s urban youth, like, from a television show or whatever, to, like, a crusty old janitor. Like,
yeah.
Go back to the old grind, which was totally radical, you know?
Well, no, I think part of it, and maybe I'm misreading this, is that they're putting on this affectation with, like, a layer of irony.
I guess. Maybe. It's confusing, though, because you don't know what to take serious.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. But I think it's kind of like... what's the name of that kid? The Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon kind of character.
I thought you were going to say Baron Trump, but yeah, go ahead.
No. No, who's just like... Who's clearly not like a rough and tumble kind of guy. He's like, I guess it's time to, you know, go back to the old grind. kind of thing.
I wondering if this is actually from the point of view of the father on Frasier. And he's actually just going to find a DVD of his own life.
I don't think Frasier's dad knows what a DVD is.
That's true.
Nothing was out of the ordinary. The DVD menu was just Dr. Crane with a quirky smile on his face and his arms outstretched. That's confusing because there are literally two characters named Dr. Crane. Hey, whatever. It worked for me. Then
two of them amalgamated into one character. I am the Crane.
Dr. Crane and Friles? Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, there you go.
Clicked on the episode listings. The titles were Frasier's Finest Christmas, Mr. All-American, and The Truth About Eddie. I was immediately curious about the first episode, given that the title suggested that something big had happened.
Frasier's Finest Christmas. So what do we think? What are our immediate thoughts about what might happen on Frasier's Finest Christmas? My guess is he opens a box and it's Lilith's head inside.
I think he's going to open a box and a ninja's going to jump out and throw ninja stars at Eddie, killing him on impact.
Eddie just explodes.
Explosive ninja stars, go!
And then the ninja's all like, I need healing.
God damn it. If it's emotional healing, I'm listening.
I have no idea where this is going.
Lilith's head. Hashtag Lilith's head. That's what I'm going for.
If there is a Christmas party, if he shows up and everyone's dead, who knows?
That'd be
cool. I don't know.
Maybe it's... I think it might be a more depressing thing, like Frasier having a Christmas by himself.
Aw.
After the divorce.
Silently weeping for 10 minutes?
Something like that. I think that's the kind of direction this is going to go.
So, Abysmoid, what do we got?
Yes. So, that was the episode I chose. The first one. Frasier's Fantasy Christmas. Right. Okay. Nothing on the screen. Just a bunch of blackness. Whatever. I can't
absolute
say I was
too darkness,
surprised.
All that I see. Broke a Frasier DVD.
God damn it.
Given how old the box had looked and all. Then about 25 to 30 seconds in, I got an error message, timestamp, and that was when things started to get a little, well, out of the ordinary. Mm.
Your DVD is cracked, and so are you.
Oh, sick burn.
Bum, bum, bum. That was the message that displayed on the screen. It sure as hell wasn't the message I usually got when the DVD didn't work.
No shit.
Imagine if it was.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That'd be a pretty funny thing.
Your DVD is scratched, and so are you.
That would actually be kind of like a legitimately unsettling thing if a DVD player did that. Hmm. It's kind of like the Adult Swim bumpers where it's like, the Don is your enemy. Just like really unsettling phrasing like that.
What if it said, your DVD is cracked. Cracked DVDs are normal.
Cracks are normal.
Cracks are normal, yeah.
God damn it, what's that from? That's referencing something.
It's an SCP we read.
Thermostat.
Oh yeah, the thermostat, that's right. But I figured that the DVD may have customized itself somehow. I went to get up and eject the DVD, but by then the message had went away. Okay, I thought, cracked might mean, like, psychologically, when you start to feel a little crazy. And Dr. Crane was a psychiatrist, so after thinking about things for a few seconds, I actually thought it was kind of funny.
Okay.
Well,
now listen.
I mean, some DVDs do have menus that have, like, clever tricks or, you know, things based on
true.
Them.
True. Very true.
Like, you pop in a horror movie, and you go to select something, and instead of selecting it, you know, a hand reaches out at the screen suddenly and it screams or something, you know, and you're like, oh, it's because it's a horror DVD, you know, whatever.
Speaking of Adult Swim, I bought, I think it's season 4 or something, one of the seasons of Aqua Teen Hunger Force on DVD, and I hit play all, and the first time you ever boot it up, it will play every single episode minimized in a giant collage all at the same time.
Oh, God,
that's funny.
And it was great, because I was like 14 or something, and my friends were all sitting down to watch it, and we're just going, what is happening?
Play all at once, yeah.
And we realized, oh, play all. So, yeah.
That's good, I like that.
Yeah, it's great.
So, I mean, we kind of can forgive the story a little bit, because there are sometimes strange things.
Well, it does really feel now at this point that the author is kind of telling us, look, I'm not taking any of this seriously, neither should you. Mm. So, okay. I don't have to take this story seriously.
I'm having a great time with it, because it's very reminiscent of Happy Appy.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm getting some Happy Appy flashbacks.
Why
here.
Did I continue watching? Well.
Well.
Well. After another 5 to 10 seconds of blackness, we got a video of Fraser's usual apartment. Something seemed off. There wasn't any conversation, any real action. It was just Fraser with his head down on the piano. He was making muffled noises that seemed like tears. Not funny sounding ones or anything either.
Did I call it?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, his head wasn't moving at all. It was sternly down on top of the piano.
All right, I thought. I guess this was pretty
easy. You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
What?
All right. Now listen.
Ah, goddammit. All right, I thought. I guess this was pretty easy to make. Some college kid probably quickly edited some footage from the show together and called it a day.
Well, I'm going to write a story about it. I'm going to call it Lost Episodes.
Goddammit. That's true.
Twist is.
This story is stealing from me.
Oh, sue them.
If his head was down on his piano and he was, like, crying at his normal apartment, then that is certainly footage that is in the show. Yeah. I can vividly remember him, like, doing that. Only it was, like, more comedic, but,
and
yeah.
I think all of his tears were, like, hitting keys on the piano and it played Chopstick.
Blunt force tears.
The crying stuff... No, it's fortified wine tears. God, he was crying wine.
I see. Moonlight Sonata.
The crying stopped, and then there was a knocking on the door. Come and knock on our door. Come in.
Nope.
No. Come in.
No.
Come.
Damn it, DP, you never know the right time for come. Come on now.
Now?
No, not now.
This says in quotations, in period, come period, in quotation. Was said, but it definitely wasn't Fraser's voice. It sounded like some kind of Frankenstein or something.
Fraser tilted his head up, and he was dressed like Frankenstein.
Is this the introduction of the famous creepypasta icon, Fraser Stein? Me, listen.
I'm a doctor.
The door opened, and in came Fraser's dad, Martin, holding his usual cane.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's the usual one.
Get up, you lazy old knucklehead. Bet you had too many margaritas or whatever you well-to-do are sipping these days on the way to the Wall Street Journal stand.
Aw, damn. That is what he would say.
Yeah.
Canned laughter was heard. Following that, Fraser lifted his right hand and slammed all of his fingers against some piano keys, doing it entirely without grace, and with his head still entirely down. No sound was heard from the piano, strangely enough.
So
that has comedic timing.
The whole thing about the way that Martin's dad, Fraser's dad, talks is the way that it would be written if it was written by the people who wrote Big Bang Theory instead.
Yeah.
It's very, like, hollow, if that makes any sense.
What are you doing in here, eating caviar and smoking fancy cigars?
Hello, aristocratic son, who I am very different from.
Why? Okay, now, Abysme, you've just created, like, the overseas bootleg version of Fraser. Hello, aristocratic son.
It has Chinese subtitles on for some reason.
Greetings, blue-collar father. You know?
You're all doom, gloom and doom about your failed experiment, aren't you? You gotta cheer up, man. You gotta cheer up, man.
Yeah.
Relax about the whole thing. Go outside and get some air.
When did Martin become a surfer? You're all doom and gloom about your failed experiment, man.
Yeah.
Instead Go take of a ride rock. On Mother Ocean.
Instead of his usual cane, he was leaning on just the biggest joint you ever saw.
It's like, I understand that your experiment totally beefed it, but it's okay.
I think I left my longboard in the back. You mind if I get it?
I'm teaching Eddie to skate, by the way. All right, so this is you, Abysme, I believe?
Yes.
Derp.
That was obviously an awkward line, but was nothing compared to what I heard next.
No, why, can't. I don't know what that's even...
No.
You know why I can't, maybe? Fraser stumbled in the same Frankenstein voice we had heard just moments ago. I should have realized that.
Well.
No, fire bad.
Can't go outside? Can't go out like what? Why, I thought.
Can't go out like what?
Can't go out like what?
Yeah.
Psh, Martin can't go out
like, what up, I got a big dick.
You know, in the force, Larry had half his face shot off.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I walk into Fraser's house like, what up, I got a big cane. It's my usual one. It's not an unusual cane.
That's right.
What up, I got a big brain.
Mm.
Looked a lot like Two-Face, too. If you're having yourself a bad hair day, you can at least accept that not everybody has the same kingly standards as you do, your royal highness.
Would Martin Crane reference DC Comics and their character Two-Face?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, to be fair, if he was going to reference any comic book villain, it would probably be a Batman villain.
Maybe.
But probably not still.
I feel like he would be generous. I feel like he would reference like an old, is it Charlton Comics? Is that what they're called? I don't remember, but
maybe.
Yeah, like
he would be talking about like the Flash.
Yeah. I don't know,
well, like old Flash.
Could be, yeah, just really old pulp stuff.
I'm going to separate with you guys, and I think he would reference Doctor Doom. I think he would go with Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he reference Dr. Crane from Batman?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
you think?
Scarecrow. Maybe that's what it's working toward by mentioning Batman villains.
Maybe.
Frasier finally lifted his head up, turned around, and I'm gonna be honest, I screamed like a little schoolgirl.
Why does this sound like Oni wrote this now?
Well, if anybody knows how a little schoolgirl would scream, because he constantly does it.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we're going with? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to touch that? All right.
Yeah. Okay.
There was nothing there.
His face was a void. No eyes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the top half of his forehead and chin, and otherwise black. Pure black. No light, just black. No features, just void. Okay.
This is quite the Black Christmas, I guess.
So I said that David Hyde Pierce, Niles Crane, would make a good Slender Man. Mm-hmm. And here we have photo negative Slender Man. Frasier.
Photo negative Frasier Crane. Yeah.
Photo negative Frasier Stein.
I paused the DVD, turned off the TV for a minute or two, and took some deep breaths. In and out, as breath usually goes.
It's in again.
I exploded.
I was voring the air.
God damn it. It's funny, really.
If any of you have any inflation fetishes,
get them out now.
Yeah. It was just a TV show, yet my heart was racing, and the sweat glands were going off like I was still in puberty.
Mom spaghetti.
Oh, my God. They were firing off on all cylinders, man.
My boner was sweating really hard.
That's not what that is. It's not sweat.
Boner sweat glands.
I don't care what your gym teacher told you. That's not sweat from a boner workout.
Ball sweat is stored in the balls.
Well.
Good news is that rational thought kicked in sooner than later. Okay, I thought. I was legit. As legit as this episode seemed.
What?
Perfectly synced audio and video, and yet the set looked exactly the same as it did on the show. This may have just been an elaborate dub or something. Oh my God. Okay.
I just read this next sentence.
Read it. Read it.
I want everyone to remember that. You said this unironically.
I did.
I lit up a fag. That means cigarette. Took a few puffs. I don't think this, our author is British.
This is a troll
think,
pasta.
No!
This is a troll pasta.
I don't think our author is British. I think they just, like, heard that British people call cigarettes fags and wanted to say it.
Yes.
I just love the way it's written. It's, I lit up a fag, parentheses, ellipsis. That means cigarette. Close parentheses,
yeah.
Comma.
Took a few puffs. Maybe this was just a Halloween episode, I thought. Clever that they thought to call this a Christmas ep, too. Maybe that's part of the joke.
Sure, sure. So, if our character is British, then we should say, my heart was racing, and the sweat glands were going off, like I was still in puberty. Like, no.
My knickers were soaked.
I work at a factory, and all up in that bitch, I'm like, no.
The actor for
bitch
Martin
means
is actually
Manchester.
British. Did you know that?
The actor for Martin is British, yeah.
Yeah.
So is the dog, which is funny.
I know.
British dog.
Yeah.
Damn, I felt like such a chicken brain.
Woman.
I never heard that expression before, but okay.
It's
never
a British
soaked.
Expression.
Oh, I felt like such a chicken brain, let me tell you.
You fucking chicken brain, you. Never so gullible.
You chicken brain.
And now, the worst production of Oliver Twist ever. Oh, you're such a chicken brain.
Never so gullible before in my entire life. I put out the cig. That means cigarette. Turned the TV back on.
I
let
put
out
the cig. That means fag.
Turned the TV back on, let out a chuckle at Frasier's outer space head, and unpaused.
Outer space head.
Okay.
Space head.
Now it's turning into an episode of Third Rock from the Sun.
and then realized, this is a sentence, and then realized that I wasn't just watching a Halloween episode.
And then angry.
Now, you mentioned Third Rock from the Sun. I could see an actual creepypasta, like actually creepy creepypasta, about an episode of Frasier where John Lithgow is playing Frasier. Like, it's unexplained.
Fuck yes.
That's a Bear Stein reality thing.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Or just an episode where David Hyde Pierce and Kelsey Grammer just switch roles.
Oh, no.
Like a weird audition tape.
And it turns out, like, the movie Audition. They hire Daphne. You know?
Hey, everybody. If you want to watch a video about the horror movie Audition, go check out Cinema Nippon. There was about 5.5 minutes of giddiness and applause. Not static, but up, down, sometimes like a cry, sometimes coughs. What the fuck is happening? What? Like some sort of bizarre punk rock canned laughter symphony. I used to play bass for a bizarre punk rock canned laughter symphony.
Damn it.
I think what they're trying to say is that the laugh track's volume was like not steady, so it was just like ha, it like just stuttered.
Someone just mashing the buttons and shit. But
it could be that too.
Are we going to gloss over the fact that DP just claimed to be in the famous band BPRCLS?
Can you back that up?
Back it up, DP. Back it up.
The camera zoomed in and in, not backing it up. The camera zoomed in and in on the void. And as the fanfare faded, brightly burning red letters filled the emptiness on the screen, panned out to be unmistakably clear.
Is it bad that most Lost episodes just sound like they're trying to be a good Adult Swim infomercial? Because that's mostly what I imagine when I hear half of these. I'm like, I've seen this Adult Swim thing, and they're doing it a lot better than you are.
It would be better if they didn't try and frame it as, like, here's Frasier.
Sure. Like, if you take away the branding, it's just, this is just a crazy thing I saw, like, late night on Adult Swim. Okay, I'll believe that. Like, if you framed it like that, I would believe everything written down here. It's uncanny. That's all I'm saying.
I think that authors of stories like these are afraid to approach the idea of writing the actual episode up until the point of horror. And writing comedy, basically, and sitting down and explaining what happened in the episode and coming up with things that would be funny and in character and in universe for the show, and then saying, you know, something really out of left field happened and it was really crazy. So what you always end up with is, like you said, the Adult Swim type thing where it's like a sudden burst of laughter when there shouldn't be, or, you know, like a sudden crazy thing, you know, that happens almost immediately. And it's, you know, when you're talking about Adult Swim and the shorts they do, they have like a little bit of time to try to get you into it and laughing at the absurdity of it.
Yeah.
You know, but with a creepypasta, you have the idea of, you know, you're supposed to be kind of invested in reading along until the twist, you know, or until the crazy stuff starts happening.
Which is, you know, for all of its faults, and people hate it, but I really like Squidward's Suicide because it as a story gets me on board. It's like it's telling you what would actually happen in an episode of SpongeBob until it tells you something that wouldn't, obviously.
Right.
But it also tells you about what the writing room, like the staff room, looked like, and it sounds like what I would expect the SpongeBob staff room to look like. They're like, oh, we thought, you know, sometimes they make like adult humor jokes that eventually get censored out, and it's like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like, haha. And it's like you watch the show and it's very clear that there was probably a lot of adult humor cut out of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
I feel the same way about like stories like the Russian sleep experiment, for example. They do have their faults, but something about the writing is compelling. And I don't know if I can apply that to this story quite yet, because it's just a little too disjointed.
Well, yeah, it's definitely disjointed, but this story isn't meeting any of my standards for what I like in a horror story. But it's such a fun, jovial story that I'm on board.
I think we're just having fun because it's, yeah, it's like bad good.
Yeah.
Because, so. I mean, if you look at Squidward Suicide and you look at Dead Bart, they mm-hmm. both have the setup of the show. You know, Bart mm-hmm. wins, you know, tickets somewhere, or Homer wins tickets somewhere, and he's sucked out of the plane, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get...
That's my story.
Yeah, okay. You fucking... He gets sucked out of a plane.
Yeah, he gets sucked out of a plane on both versions.
Yeah, okay, so you gotta give me slack for at least listening to your version then, at least.
Okay, good.
But yeah, you get the build-up of what happens, even if it doesn't make sense, like, you know, Bart prank calling someone, or Squidward, you know, is going to be in a concert that day, and it's not necessarily like a typical setup to a show. You know, you do get the backstory of what is happening up until that point. And with stories like this, which are a lot of the Lost episode ones, you get, it was blank for an hour, and then the scary thing happened. Because it's like, no, you kind of have to put in a little work and say, you know, not that it was blank, but, you know, it was like a normal episode. You know, Niles was hitting on Daphne, you know, she didn't, you know, understand that he was, and, you know, blah, 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 and go, you know, just, you don't have to do too much detail, but, you know, it mm-hmm. hit all the usual beats of an episode, and then, you know, some crazy shit happened. Because that's, you know, when I see that thing where it's like the DVD was blank, or the, you know, picture was no good until this point, I just figure, you just didn't want to write the rest of it, you know?
Yeah.
Which is weird, because you can do it, and like you were saying, you can kind of be very lazy about it.
Yeah.
You can kind of just be like, hit all the notes that an episode would hit. Just like, Daphne had no idea that Niles was hitting on her, and that's it.
And sometimes that can really focus. Mm-hmm.
Just give three of those, because this one gives us one, which is that Martin is like, ah, stupid son that's effeminate.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, that can sometimes help the horror factor, too, is if you say something like, Frasier was making Christmas dinner by himself for some reason, and started to burn the turkey. You know, and he came running out of the kitchen with the turkey on fire on a tray. And then suddenly it cut to the scene without any regard for what had happened. And, you know, everything was just fine. And, you know, they were eating the turkey, like a perfectly cooked turkey or something. And, you know, sometimes that can help the craziness of it where you're like, well, wait a minute. You know, okay, so the show, you know, didn't have any joke there or any punchline or any result. It just cut to the next thing. And that can be like a lazy shortcut, but it also kind of works, you know?
That's got me thinking about, like, what would happen if you just wrote Party of One, the My Little Pony episode where Pinkie Pie thinks all of her friends hate her.
God damn it.
And then Frasier is just, like, cooking dinner for a giant party, and he's just, like, walking around his apartment, like, talking to people that aren't there.
There's a knock at the door, and in come a bunch of people in two-person horse suits modeled after the My Little Pony characters.
Yes.
Ah, yes, Pinkie Pie. Here's your seat right here, yes?
Yes.
Alright, so this is Abysmoid now?
Is it?
Yes, this is, I believe so. This is it, maybe? Maybe not.
Frasier's head.
Whatever.
This is what's written in red letters, burning red letters.
Right, right. Frasier's head is cracked, and so are you. My skin suddenly felt awfully dry, despite all the immediately recent perspiration. Still, I've skimmed enough articles in my time about how impressionable the human psyche is. What? What does that have to... Okay.
That's another way of saying, why did I continue watching? Well...
Yeah, kind of.
Fuck this DVD, and fuck whatever this Christmas is supposed to be, I hollered to myself. Have you ever hollered that at, like, family members during Christmas?
Fuck this DVD, Mom!
Yeah, you get that as a present. Yeah. you get a present and you know it's a DVD and you're like, new Avengers movie. You open it and it's like, Jazzercise, How to Lose Weight, the easy way. And you're like, ugh!
Fuck this DVD.
Fuck whatever this Christmas is supposed to be, Mom. I turned the disgusting thing off and stuck it back in its putrid old case and went to make my bed.
How old are you? Why would you go to make your bed? Aren't you watching this, like, at night?
He's about to go to sleep, so he's making his bed.
What the fuck?
Okay. All right. Won't surprise you, but I couldn't get to sleep. But it wasn't just a matter of being scared. It was like a trance. I couldn't get the episode of Frasier off my mind.
I laid in bed in this trance-like state for hours. Before I knew it, I was maybe 90 or 100 minutes away from having to get showered and dressed. And really? 90 or 100 minutes? 90
or 100 minutes.
Fucking counting. For my Monday shift, instead of steel-toed boots, machines, grinding noises, and my asshole boss and coworkers, all I could think of was Fraser's empty head.
And I really...
Yeah, that... Oh. Not an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes.
Not a couple hours. Right. Yeah.
90 to 100 minutes. An Ivy League brainiac, now without a brain.
Hmm. Really makes you think.
No, it doesn't.
Read this next line, DP.
Then I thought about my brother. And I thought about sex for a little bit. Ellipses. And then I put the DVD back on, and I fast-forwarded through a few more minutes of what I assume was emphatic laughter and Martin yapping at Frasier for being snooty, for being a snooty upper-class individual.
This has to be written with humor in mind. Come on.
Why did I keep watching? Well, I didn't. I went to bed, but then I thought about Mother, and then I went to go watch again.
Oh, man.
The scene changed to that of a basement, or, you know, a basement. Hmm. Funny, because I'm pretty damn sure that Fraser's apartment doesn't have one. Hell, I've never met an apartment that did.
I've met plenty of apartments in my day.
What's an apartment like you doing in a basement like this?
God damn it. Oh, man. Don't let no sleep hear that. Tomorrow there will be a story. I found an apartment in my basement.
Elias, edit all that out.
Yeah.
Oh, there were cobwebs, spiders, dimly lit steps. I'm guessing to supply the Halloween feeling. Still doesn't make sense, given there's no way Fox would ever have aired this. And then there were vials of blood and saliva and randomly hewed chemicals. And I'm guessing semen. Lots and lots of semen.
Oh, God. So, the quote that I have to read right now, who should I read this as? Which terrible, terrible impression?
I mean, want to just do Frasier Stein?
Frasier Stein?
Yeah, just do it.
Wait, no. Do Charlie from Always Sunny.
You know you fucked your mother down here, right? That's a terrible impression, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I get it. That didn't make sense. Frasier's mother passed away years ago. Anyone who knows anything about Frasier knows that.
Of course.
And Martin doesn't say, fuck, and Frasier doesn't have a weird head. Oh. Doesn't have a void head. And he also doesn't have a basement. He doesn't sound like Frankenstein. And he certainly doesn't have sex with his mother.
You know what this reminds me of? And this is probably going to put a complete damper on the humor, but in going through YouTube's recommendations, they recommended to me a fan animation of Annoying Orange, okay?
Oh, God.
Mm.
I clicked through on it, and what it was a fan animation where the Annoying Orange character gets cut in half and killed.
Meh.
So in the comments, the first comment, maybe the only comment, was this person saying, knife cuts apple, not orange. And that's what this reminds me of, is, you know, Frasier doesn't have a void head. Like,
Frasier didn't fuck his mother.
Kind of missing the point.
What are you doing?
Oh, did Frasier fuck his mother?
Is Daphne actually Frasier's mom?
Is Niles Frasier's son?
Is Frasier a jaguar that throws onion rings in people's faces for $10 a month?
God damn it. Somebody should make like a YouTube poop video of MatPat doing a theory intercut with the ads like that, where, you know, does Bowser ship farm fresh food right to your door?
There's a Twitter account that's called, I think, Rejected Game Theory, Game Theories or something.
Oh boy,
yeah. And it's blank. It would be good to do like a text or like record that. That'd be like, to expound upon that. That'd be funny.
Count as fear fiction? Can we read it?
It is about Matt Patton. He's pretty spooky. Okay, so I'm guessing this is in the Fraser Stein voice. It doesn't say, but I guess I just gotta do it.
Fraser Stein, where are you? In the basement, in the basement, fucking with your mom.
God damn it.
How
did we... Okay, well, whatever.
Father, she, wakens.
Is Fraser Norman Bates in this?
Pretty much.
Guess.
Did DP just invent Frasier family videos? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
all right, you can pretty much slap
Niles me. Niles Finger.
Damn it. Eddie Finger. I guess that would be the pinky. I don't know.
Frasier. Yes, Martin. Drinking sherry. No, Martin. Telling lies. No, Martin. Open your mouth. Glug, glug, glug.
Open your mouth. It's a void.
All right. You can pretty much slap me senseless at this point, because there was a corpse in a test tube with the letters H-E-S-T-E-R written in what looked like sperm right below on a plaque.
Hester?
Hester is his mother.
There you go.
Hester.
Of course, it's the name of Fraser's long-deceased mother.
Who he definitely doesn't have sex with.
No.
Whatever bind the show had on me, it was tightening its grip on me like Superman. Oh, there's our DC reference. On a hamster's head. My face felt dry. I ran my fingers down it, and I felt cracks. This show was cracked, and so was I. I don't know how. It was just a DVD. Logically, I should have been able to dismiss it as some sort of college prank.
College prank?
Okay, Slime Beast, they're now stealing Funny Mouse from you, too.
Are you sure they're not? Yeah, they're stealing from a bunch of my stories, but not in any way I would ever want to acknowledge.
They can have it.
Oh, man. How do you even approach this? Like Superman on the hamster's head, is he turning it to diamond, or...?
Yes.
Somebody draw a super villain fighting Superman, and it's a hamster with a crushed diamond head.
Made of kryptonite. Mm.
Yeah, a diamond made of kryptonite.
Yeah.
I brushed my fingers against my face again. It seemed like less of it was there.
I knew I couldn't go out like that.
What?
Written by C.J. March 84.
Written by C.F. Comer. Wait, what?
Chelsea.
Dear Brandon, I've been living with the Jaguar. I've decided to take up spin pasta writing. The Jaguar thinks it's a good idea.
P.S. I should let you know that my real last name is Clinton.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I think I'm with Slime Beast on this one. I think this is a troll pasta. That's what it feels like.
So, DP, it was tightening its grip on me like Superman on a hamster's head. Come on now.
Okay, if it is, and I think that's a possibility, it is. There are so many weird subtleties of the story.
There's so much comedic timing.
So
I don't know. I'm like looking into CJ March's account, and I'm starting to think. Picture of Chelsea with a jaguar. Picture of Chelsea with a jaguar cooking up onion rings and chicken.
Oh, they're at Berry Farm.
Picture of two jaguars with a comment underneath from Chelsea saying, hope you're happy with that bitch.
You know? When you see this jaguar, I hope it gives you hell. No, I think, I don't know. Looking at this person's account.
I die alone. A jaguar broke in and dragged me from my home.
I guess DP never heard of closing the goddamn door.
Damn door.
Closing the goddamn oven. The deep fat fryer.
So let's see here. I might have some audio on the recording here as something loads up here. but I'm going to... Okay, so the author of this story is Dave the Useless, mm-hmm. who's a creepypasta narrator with 16,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And last read, Crybaby Lane.
Dog, I think it's genuine.
I don't know. Well, they read Crybaby Lane, Mickey's Best Friend, Arthur the Lost Episode, Gregory's Room, Stubbs Clubhouse Lost Episode, Bananas in Pajamas Lost Episode, Roseanne Lost Episode, Family Feud Lost Episode. I guess maybe he just really likes Lost Episodes.
But has he read Lost Episodes?
Probably not. I gathered nothing of that from that story where it said, it seemed like some guy just cut this together.
No. Well, he did read Abandoned by Disney.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
All right, well.
Well.
Hold on, filing DMCA. Hold on. No. So, yeah, I guess I'm still on the fence about it being genuine or not, because I can't get past some of that. I can't get past it as... You know, being not
the
humor.
Only way we can figure this out is to go to the comment section.
Oh, go to the comment section of Dave the Useless's videos and demand answers.
Seriously, go down to our comment section and leave us comments, not him.
Right. And subscribe to us, not him. Unsubscribe from him. Subscribe to us. Because you only get a finite number of subscriptions now on YouTube, so...
Yes, that's how that works.
I don't know. I don't know. It is possible he wrote it, it's true that he wrote it, but as a serious venture, it's hard to get over. I'm guessing semen. Lots and lots of semen.
Mm. I think that they're supposed to be like saying like, hey, look how Freudian it is.
Well, yeah. Sure. I mean, he was trying to sleep, and he thought about his mother and everything, and then it's about Fraser and his mother and all this.
But it's just so fucking on the nose.
Creepypasta. I shouldn't have tried Crystal Pepsi.
God damn it.
Creepypasta. MS Paint Alice in Wonderland.
.exe.
So,
Creepypasta. Lost episode of Salute Your Shorts.
Can we circle back around a little bit? Because I just had a thought, which is, at the beginning of... the episode, Martin makes fun of Frasier, or says something to Frasier about his experiment failing.
And yeah, that was weird.
Frasier has
trying
a
to bring
void.
Back his mom. I don't know.
Yeah, Frasier has a void for a face, and he has his dead mom in the basement, and it's like, I don't know how any of those connect. Like, yeah. What experiment? How did he get left with a void face? I mean, we can assume he was trying to bring her back to life or something, maybe? I have no idea. But yeah. Weird. Very strange. I don't get it. I'm stupid. I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Mm.
I'm going to tweet at Dave the Useless. What did it mean?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Who was Frasier?
Who was Frasier? But yeah.
The lost episode of Blue Collar TV Southern Style Creepypasta.
Woohoo.
The creepypasta McDonald's is going to fire me.
This has been the Fear Fiction Podcast. Your hosts are Abysme, Dead Pallet, and Slime Beast. Music by Abysme. Art by C.F. Comer. Voiceover by Atticus Jackson. Edited by Elias the Intern. Subscribe to FearFic on YouTube to stay up to date on new episodes.
What's the deal with Slender Man? Why is he named Slender Man and not No Face Man? That seems to be the defining feature. There's a lot of Slender Men out there. I used to be one. What happens when Slender Man eats too many Twinkies? Is he still named Slender Man? That seems like you're setting yourself up for ridicule. What about Black Tentacle Man? Surely there's a more important feature than the fact this man happens to be slender. I'd even take Forest Suit Man. Surely we're burying the lead on this whole new story. The Slender Man has proxies? Why? Surely a supernatural being with his immense power doesn't need some 16-year-old underling with a video camera to do his bidding. And don't even get me started on this Jeff the Killer fellow. Why? Why? Why is he opening up your windowsill if he wants you to go to sleep? Go to sleep? Go to sleep? If you want me to be going to sleep, how about you don't invade my home in the middle of the night? I was already sleeping just fine before you showed up, Jefferson. I'm receiving mixed messages here. Go back to Slender Mansion, Jeff. We don't need any stabby teens here. Oh, I'm getting crammered.
There's a story that I really like by a guy named Robokai. Robokai wrote a story called 12 Minutes, and you can find a video narration I did of the story 12 Minutes by Robokai that Robokai actually complimented me on. And there's also an accompanying analysis video for that as well. It's a really cool story. It's dealing with a lot of interesting themes that relate in very strange ways to where YouTube is at right now, with clickbait, with what is successful on YouTube. And I really care about that story, so please go listen to it.
Again, that's RoboCop, wrote 12 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So go check it out.
That's, once again, Rotocock.
Rotoscope.